This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government intends to make Viksit Bharat possible by 2047 with active support of countrymen. Speaking after laying stone of the third phase of Namma Metro in Bengaluru yesterday, the Prime Minister listed out steps initiated by his government to make India a developed country through reforms, performances and transformations. He said the journey began when India was among the fragile 10 countries before 2014. Now the Indian economy is the fifth largest and fastest economy. Metro Rail has grown from 5 cities to 24 cities and is the third largest globally in terms of metro network.
देश आज जिस गति से विकास कर रहा है इसके पीछे हमारी इकोनॉमिक ग्रोथ एक बड़ा फैक्टर है. आप देखिए 2014 से पहले भारत का टोटल एक्सपोर्ट 468 बिलियन डॉलर तक पहुंचा था. आज ये 824 बिलियन डॉलर हो गया है. हम मोबाइल इंपोर्ट करते थे, वही अब हम मोबाइल हैंडसेट के टॉप 5 एक्सपोर्टर बन गए और बेंगलुरु की इसमें बहुत बड़ी भूमिका भी है.
मेंशनिंग दैट दिस इज हिज फर्स्ट विजिट टू बेंगलुरु फॉलोइंग ऑपरेशन सिंदूर, द प्राइम मिनिस्टर हाईलाइटेड द सक्सेस ऑफ इंडियन फोर्सेज इन ऑपरेशन सिंदूर एंड सेड द एंटायर वर्ल्ड विटनेस दिस फेस ऑफ न्यू इंडिया. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh laid the foundation stone for the BEML rail hub for manufacturing project worth 1,800 crore rupees in Madhya Pradesh yesterday. The facility will be set up on over 60 hectares of land in Umaria village of Raisen district. It is expected to provide employment to more than 5,000 people. The unit will manufacture coaches for Vande Bharat, Amrit Bharat and metro trains. Speaking on the occasion, the defence minister said the high-speed trains in India will be equipped with coaches made at the facility. In Jammu and Kashmir, an encounter between the security forces and Pakistani terrorists broke out on Kuar Dhul area of Kishtwar district yesterday. As per reports, around 2 Pakistani terrorists are trapped in the area. Our correspondent reports that the encounter has broken out between the security forces and hiding terrorists after a specific input in the Kuar Dhul area of Naginsa in Kishtwar district. Troops of 17 Rashtriya Rifles, Special Operation Group of Jammu and Kashmir Police, along with paramilitary forces, started search operation in the area. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will distribute crop insurance claims worth over 3,200 crore rupees to more than 30 lakh farmers during an event in Junjunu, Rajasthan today. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare in a statement yesterday said the claim payments will be digitally transferred to bank accounts of farmers through direct benefit transfer. In Bihar, the Election Commission of India has issued a notice to senior BJP leader and Deputy Chief Minister Vijay Kumar Sinha for holding 2 epic electors photo identity cards. The Electoral Registration Officer of Bankipur Assembly Constituency has directed Mr. Sinha to furnish details by 5 p.m. on the 14th of this month after his name was found in the electoral rolls of both Bankipur and Lakhisarai Assembly Constituencies in Bihar. Sports and Youth Affairs Minister Mansukh Mandaviya has stated that the Fit India Sundays on cycle movement has reached over 7 lakh participants across more than 40,000 locations nationwide. The minister said this while participating in the Sundays on Cycle Fit India event in the national capital. India's under-20 women's team capped off a memorable return to the Asia Rugby Emirates under-20 championship with a bronze medal, defeating Uzbekistan in the third-place playoff on home soil in Rajgir, Bihar. After an impressive run in the pool stage, the host faced a tough semi-final against China following 7-28. In the bronze medal match, India wasted no time in seizing control. Bhumika opened the scoring to make it 7-0 before Gudiya Kumari crossed the line to extend the lead to 12-0. Uzbekistan rallied with a try of their own, but India's defence, roared by a passionate Rajgir crowd, held firm to secure the victory and the podium finish. And that is the end of this news bulletin.